Olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Samoans and Pacific Islanders, attitudes to people who are LGBTQI plus. How would you describe those attitudes as a gay man, as a Samoan, as a former pastor?
I would describe the attitudes, if we appreciate and if we understand for a moment that in Samoan culture, it is really bad to do anything that will bring shame upon the family name, or to bring the family name into disrepute, or to have people talking about you. So I feel like if you're a Samoan, that's what you're raised upon. You don't want to bring any shame or have people talking about your family. So the reasons for people talking about you might be wide-ranging. However, when it comes to being gay, there is, I think there's a lot of shame and there's a lot of stigma, and you are worried that you are going to bring shame upon your family name. You're worried at the judgment that it might bring upon your parents. Your parents might receive criticism for not raising you well. People might not think that you're a proper Christian, and that, you know, there's a negative association to it, unfortunately. So I think because of those reasons, it's hard to be gay in a Pacific context. And I think that's why so many are in the closet. And for someone like me, it wasn't until I was 44 that I decided to come out. That's old, you know. I feel like I missed out on my 20s and my 30s when most people were finding a partner and settling down, finding their partner for the rest of their life. That was an opportunity that I couldn't do because I knew I was gay, but I also loved Jesus and wanted to be a Christian. So I had to sacrifice one of those things, and what I sacrificed was being gay and accepting myself and being myself.
Talk to some of our young people tonight.
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
I would say to you, if you're a young person, my law lover, well done for what you do in your families. I know there are many young gay men, for instance, that in their families that they have they've made their families really proud. A lot of them have gone on to have good jobs or go to university, some sort of tertiary education, and yet your family is happy for you to be single for the rest of your life on your own. So they're willing to accept the contribution you make to the family, but unwilling to accept your sexuality. And I will just encourage you, you know, step out, accept and love yourself. God loves you. And your family actually loves you. They might not know, understand the issue at first, but you do deserve happiness. I don't believe that it's God's plan for you to be alone and single for the rest of your life. You are loved. You're not alone. There's people out there like you. And the more you get out there and share your story and don't be ashamed, you will help others make it much more acceptable for them to come out as well.
Andre Afumasanga, thanks very much for talking to us.
Oh, thank you, Yvonne.
Toi fia whaafofonga I nisi tala whaapea? Whaafofonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po o whea lawai mawailau podcast.